Okay, just go right ahead.
Go right ahead.
Yeah.
Like you have any control.
Yeah. No, I can figure out how to turn unplug it, I guess, maybe. That'll give you some control.
Can I get you something to drink?
Vodka
tonic with lime, please. Belvedere,
please. Belvedere!
Belvedere! Hey, give me no cheap vodka.
I can't believe the ladies are invading our show again. Although yeah. Julie does to...
They love us.
...to run sound for us, which I really, really appreciate. But Felicia, like, today in the office, she goes, I'm coming.
Oh, you're calling me a lady?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, only here. I don't call you that often.
on microphone.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. And so, and you know, I tried to get the ladies from the mall to come because they were on the wake-up call, and they're a hoot.
Are they?
Yeah, they're fun, too. So I tried to get in that, but I have a long-term, not relationship, but... friendship with the lady used to be the Sears store manager.
A friendship is a relationship, David.
Yeah, kind of. I wonder if we were too loud for those folks.
Oh, we always are. It's just guaranteed.
Oh, do they always leave?
No, their drinks are empty.
Did you say it's just so-and-so? Did you know who it was?
I said that's a given.
Yeah.
That's always going to happen.
Anyway, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what we're doing on this show. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my lizard. You want to touch my lizard?
He's humping your lizard.
I'm trying to let you guys do your show because I always try to take over. And
well,
I
thought you were coming to get to Chip Ken's ass about the...
Yeah.
I thought you were all fired up.
Let's have it out.
Me?
Let's pick a subject.
You like to get beat up, don't you? Like verbally beat up.
I don't feel that I ever am. That's
well, because
thing.
When I used to work tables, I had customers that loved to get abused.
Oh, yeah. Well, you've got that personality.
Yeah. Are you one of those?
Yeah. No. No, I just like messing with people, so it's all a social experiment.
Well, let's go then.
So I'd like to see what's got you riled up.
I'm here to officially fire him.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. David,
yeah, fire
David
the,
threatened to fire me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing here.
Oh.
Because I don't have balls enough to do it.
Yeah.
So this is finally my audition. I've got to...
You're going to have to fight
I've
for your right
to keep my
stay
job
here.
Right now.
What are you going to do to prove this? Prove yourself to us. What
are
you
going to do? Nothing. Just what I always do. I was just thinking about that today. I'm kind of like Towley on South Park. Do you ever watch that? I have no idea what's going on.
Julie.
Yes, yeah. I watch South Park.
Yeah, that's it. I have no idea what's going on.
I don't know. I don't watch South Park.
That's Telly's signature line.
You need
line.
To watch it. It's funny.
I have no idea what's going on. He's always high. I'm not always high.
Yeah,
but I still have no idea what's going on.
You look high right now. I'm just kidding.
I've been approached by people in town years ago. That
and I made it right the first time, and then I threw it out. And I was like, no, it's
Trevor. I'll take it. It's okay.
Are you sure?
Oh, no.
But I've been approached by people in town that they're like, dude, where do you get your weed?
I'm like,
really?
I don't smoke. And they're like, come on.
You need
it's the long hair.
Come on.
Yeah. It's the assumption.
Yeah. And
hair.
They'll go through like a long thing of, seriously, I mean, the reason I'm coming to you is because I'm a professional. You're a professional. We have just as much trouble that we could get into. I'm not going to rat you out. You're not going to rat me out. So just... Who's your source, man? I'm like, none. I got no source.
That's probably my fault because I told them they could get the best way.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No. Yeah, it's funny because they could probably get it easier from Dave than from you.
Right?
I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, now it's
he
legal.
Knows all
so.
The sources.
But this was years ago, you know,
or before,
when it wasn't.
In the 90s.
I don't think it was legal in Colorado yet at that time either.
Right? In the 90s.
No, I Even wasn't before, here in the 90s.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was
yeah,
since
I was,
the 90s.
I was in the Air Force in the 90s.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely not there then.
No.
You did have to be careful in those days, you know, who you approached about. And I always did the same thing, tried to approach a professional person that I thought was cool.
Yeah.
And it usually worked out fine.
This is probably early to mid-2000s.
Let's
almost 20 years ago. Yeah. Jeez, man. What the hell? I just did that math in my head.
Damn.
That's
you just got
depressing.
Done telling me that you felt
because
old.
You're not stone.
I have no idea what's going
Here,
on.
Here, take a little puff of this.
Yeah.
I can tell you that. I will attest, and I've said it before, it is the best way for somebody to sleep who has been in some chronic pain. It just puts you out.
I'm going to try that. I'm
it
going
works.
To get
that,
gummies.
I'm
going to
give you that, but also morphine.
Yeah, I could get addicted to morphine. I love morphine.
Do you?
Oh my God, yeah.
I don't like it.
I still have some. Back when I had kidney stones, they gave me morphine at the hospital.
Yeah.
And I still have the pills they prescribed. I still have some.
Well, don't
left.
Be saying that. Someone's going to go and jack your house after
oh,
this.
They're locked up. Trust me. They're put up where nobody can find them.
Yeah. I hallucinate on morphine.
Oh, man, no.
Oh, no.
You can believe what I saw.
I don't know that I've ever been on morphine.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It would definitely be my pain relief of choice. But I, you know, it can be very addictive, and I have an addictive personality anyway.
I do too. So I had Oxy because I had a kidney stone or whatever, and so they prescribed me that. Oh, those were badass. So that worked really well. But because of the way I know that I am, I was very careful in how I took them, and I didn't finish them. And then when I didn't need them anymore, I ditched them. Yeah. I got rid of them.
Good.
Yeah, so
I've got a whole bottle that they gave me when I got my hip replaced. Haven't taken a single one of them.
Yeah. Good, because it's like an epidemic. I mean, the people are getting addicted, and now that fentanyl is taking over and killing so many people.
Yeah.
Dang, we're getting deep, aren't we?
No. So I need to stop selling fentanyl?
Yeah. Don't say that on here.
You know, the thing about morphine is, you know, you still have the pain, but you really don't care. You know, The first time I had it was a kidney stone, and the woman that I was with me at the time in the hospital, and the nurse, and I'm already feeling a little loopy. The nurse comes in and puts it straight in the IV, you know, the thing that they got, and she goes, "Hey, don't give him any more of that. He's already crazy."
Yeah.
And I looked at her, I got pissed. "Don't you tell her to cut off my morphine." And she got mad and walked out of the room, and the nurse is just laughing her ass off. She goes, "Do you need some more?"
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And then when she came back, I don't know, it was like a 2 or 3 millimeter kidney stone, which is, it was big.
Yeah.
And so they told me what it was. And when she came back in, I said, "Hey, congratulate me." And she looked at me kind of funny. She goes, "What?" I said, "I'm giving birth to a 3 millimeter kidney stone." Here, have a cigar.
Yeah. You know, there's a thing. I've had conversations with women on both sides of the aisle on this one. Because I've had women who've been pregnant who had kidney stones, and they're like, "Yeah, the stones were way worse." But here's the thing, like, as painful as pregnancy is, there are hormones that shut off because the pain is actually more than a human can endure.
Right.
It is. But there are hormones that shut off part of that pain so that you can live through it.
How the hell would you know?
Because I know everything, Julie.
Seriously.
You know me this long, and you don't understand that I know everything. But here's the thing. We were never, ever designed to have gravel rolling through our kidneys and through our urinary tract. That's just not a design feature.
Yeah, push a human being out your vagina and then see how you feel.
First I have to get a vagina.
Yeah. And it comes back together. It's weird.
It does. Yeah.
Thank God for us.
Super strange, right?
Exactly.
Every man on earth would have inadequacy issues. Right. Just looking at their child like I could never compete with that.
It's shock absorption.
I do hear that men look at their wives completely, or their partner completely differently when they witness her give birth.
Oh my God, yeah.
You look completely, look at them totally differently.
Are they like, "Oh, she
didn't
swallow me"?
I didn't.
Did you witness the birth?
Yeah.
Oh. And you didn't look at her any differently?
No.
You didn't think, "Oh my gosh, I'm going to fall right in there"?
No.
No.
I didn't mean that.
Oh.
I mean, it's just amazing to watch.
I mean, I didn't look at her differently. The experience was kind of life-changing.
Yeah.
That was kind of freaking
sick?
Cool. Here's the thing. My first experience was, I didn't know how that worked. It was early 90s. And I was just used to, like, TV shows and stuff where the guy gets whisked off to the... Or gets shuffled off
to the
waiting room,
right.
And the girl gets like,
whoosh,
she's whisked off to the delivery room, and I'm in there in my shorts and tank top, and it just by the bedside, and they're like, "Yeah, it's time for this to happen." And so, like, the bottom part of the bed comes off, and then that turns into stirrups, and then they're opening the wall and all this equipment. I'm like, wait, this is happening. Right here, right now? Do I need to go?
That's how I felt in your think tank. Come on now.
The only one that I've ever witnessed was a C-section. type.
Ooh.
And that was...
I've never seen that.
Yeah, that was pretty intense.
They did put you behind the curtain?
They did put me behind the curtain, but they did say if I wanted to, I could come around.
Oh, okay.
But I did hold... There was some kind of...
I don't want to.
Yeah, no, I got to hold the strap that holds it open. He goes, he puts it up there, he runs it through the butt, up through her head. It's like this.
It's through a complicated system of pulleys. There you
exactly.
go. You've got the rope, buddy.
So he hangs it down over. I think it's just so that he can feel like you're a part. Because he told me later they tie it off. But he handed it to me, and I'm like.
I'll never hold this rope that goes to nowhere.
What happens if I let it go? Is it going to slap shut on me?
Like a bear trap.
Yeah, it was interesting.
I've never seen the C-section. No.
But it was so cool when the kid comes out and, you know, and they put it in the little thing next and they're cleaning it off, you know, wiping it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not clean when it comes out by any means. And getting the stuff out.
It's not like the movies.
No, it's nothing like the movies.
No, nothing like the movies. No.
It's like, am I really going to take that home? Yeah.
I've done both.
Yeah,
C-section natural. And C-section, okay. Yeah.
And
which do you prefer?
Yeah, what do you like better?
Natural, because the recovery time is way faster.
Yeah, because you're basically slicing through all your abdomen muscles, your stomach muscles.
Oh my gosh, it's horrible. And then,
well, not all of them, they don't go completely nuts.
You can barely walk. Yeah. Back then, I don't know about now, but 20 years ago, no, like 23 years ago, you could barely walk.
Yeah.
That's when
I would like to address a myth, though, because people say, once you give birth, you know, then you don't... Like, you don't remember the pain later on. You know, that's bullshit.
You remember it.
You remember it.
I remember my first wife had them both naturally, and the second one, and she had a tube tied on the second one, right? So we get Matt home, and beautiful baby, perfect head. I mean, she was designed to birth babies.
Yeah.
She was only in labor an hour max, little.
Dang.
Just boom, gone, squirts them out. She's ready to go home.
The first one?
The first and second.
The first one usually takes the longest.
No, first and second. So,
I hate her.
I know.
We get it home and we're laying in the basket. And, you know, we're like proud parents, arm around each other, standing there. And she goes, she looks up at me. She's got tears in her eyes. She goes, I think I made a mistake. And I'm like, at first I thought, oh, crap. She didn't want to get her tubes tied.
Oh.
He was so beautiful that she thought, I want to have another. That's what she was thinking.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm getting the finger from Julie. I always love getting the finger. So we're going to take a little bit of a break.
Sit and spin, David.
Yeah, we'll return.
That's what the finger's for.
Yeah, got it.
David and Ken need to take a little break. Sit tight and listen to some sponsors.
Looking for a fun way to cool off and enjoy some river action this summer?
Dave and I suggest Desert River Guides. It's great for your entire family.
Check out their website. That's at desertriverguides.com. Make your reservations today.
Or you can give them a call. 505-427-7734. That's 505-427-7734.
Desert River Guides, 109 East Pinon Street in Farmington, New Mexico.
Hi, my name is Tammy Reiser, and I'm the owner of Encore Coffee. I'm a retired teacher. In 2019, diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. I wasn't quite ready to be done yet. My son actually came up with the name Encore because it's my second act, and I wanted to give back to the community that took such good care of me during my cancer treatment. So for more information, it's EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.com.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of KenCollinsMarketing.com.
Okay, strap yourselves in. They're back.
Oh, we're on.
We're on.
Hey, you know, they need to check out Facebook and the
Male Encounters of the Lifekind Facebook page.
Yeah, because, you know, it's all in jest, right?
But no, I'm totally serious.
No,
are we on? Shit. I'm so sorry.
But
she always says that.
I'm over here chewing ice in the microphone.
I don't have a headset on, so it didn't bother me.
I didn't even hear it.
Oh, good.
Cool. Okay.
But I don't know what I was going to say. But
sorry, David.
Yeah, check Facebook page.
Facebook page. And I did say that I was going to replace Ken, but you were the start. Help me start this thing. So I don't know that I can do that.
Is he irreplaceable?
Let's not make him think he's irreplaceable.
It's not Male Encounters of a Life Kind with Ken. It's just male
encounters.
But here's the thing. I am a male encounter.
You are.
Yeah.
Do you guys love each other?
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you for answering that. Everyone's always scared to answer that.
Why?
I don't know.
I love you, Felicia.
Yes, you do.
I just said that. I love you.
She said
oh,
I love you too, Julie.
I'm like, yes, you do. What are you talking about?
Where's your mind
you
live? Where you're like, yes, you do. That's what I said. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Angry.
Hey, listen, I have to say that.
I almost threw the cup across the building.
We're going to have to change the name of this show.
Yeah.
To male and female accounts.
No, I'm sorry. We got to
right.
keep talking.
Oh, you know what? No. I did tell Julie earlier, I was like, they're going to try to merge us. We're going to end up merging.
No.
I don't know.
No.
XY encounters X XX and XY.
XX and XY encounters.
Yeah.
Oh no.
X's and Y's.
Of the combined kind.
The combined kind. Encounters of the combined kind.
Encounters of my kind.
Nice. Yeah.
Well, it's partly my fault because Felicia said she was coming and I said, okay.
I'm just going to come in to hang out because I have an appointment at 5.
Okay. Oh, she's killing time. That's what she did.
That's what I was doing, but you got to give me a microphone.
What she's saying is we're better than being bored.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Because I'm going to sit in my truck.
I guess that's a step up.
Sure, sure, sure. Yeah.
Seriously.
I suppose.
I mean, you got to start somewhere.
Right.
So. We're better than being bored.
I would like for a female to be better, for me, to think I'm better than me.
Oh, I thought you said like a female to be buff.
That's a real kick in the crotch. Like, nah, I'd rather sit in my house by myself. Sorry. Thanks for the invite, though.
That's something you would say. You're such a hermit.
It is.
Is that the guy from downtown? This guy was running around downtown like this.
God.
Nice, we had a half-naked dude running around downtown.
Is it on Facebook?
Is that a diaper he's got on?
A towel.
What if he was... Okay, hear me out.
Okay, we're listening.
I'm going to make a little story of this. He was making love to this lady. The husband comes home. He runs out with the towel.
Right.
And he's like, okay, there's a real estate company. I'm going to knock on the door. Maybe they have some pants.
Right.
You think that's possible?
Because that's where you would naturally go for a pair of pants
as
a real estate company.
That
makes sense.
Houses.
Maybe they enter them out before they sell them, sure. Yeah.
Maybe they have a dress code when they show a house.
Sure.
And have pants that
you have extra clothes in there. Yeah. So, if you were a man that was wandering around downtown
with a towel,
with only a towel, or you know who he is, contact us.
Let us know. What are we going to do? We're going to invite him to the show?
Yeah, sure.
Takes balls to do that. Right.
Right.
I don't know. They didn't lift the towel. So.
Yeah, he didn't lift the towel. We have no idea. That's unconfirmed.
No. Exactly. Oh. They used to castrate people back then, right?
Yeah.
In the medieval times.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that now?
No.
Actually, they do. No. When you have to remove your testicles because of medical reasons. Did you know they make fake ones to put back in there? It's kind of like breath. It's true.
Do you have some?
True. Well, it just came to my mind.
They really do. They have all kinds of them. Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
My brother had testicular cancer. I didn't ask him if he got himself a fake ball. But so I didn't ask him though. I don't know. I thought
at
it was crossing
back
the line.
To male encounters.
Maybe it's not crossing the line. He is my brother. I should ask him.
Can you find out?
I'm going to
ask him. On the next episode we can.
I'm going to ask him if it was like a gel insert or like a spongy one.
No, they don't do the gel inserts because those cause cancer too.
What about
that's why they
or just the, like a, what was those big saline. Marbles called? The big ones? What did they call those? Just a big
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Boulders.
Yeah. Boulders. Yeah, just a boulder. And
boulder
there's
marble.
A boulder. He's got to have a boulder.
I'm going to steal him myself.
No, it makes them way uneven. They're already uneven. Just gravity. As you age, it's just knocking against your ankle. Like,
get
ow.
Get him the nut bra.
Ow.
Get him the nut bra.
A nut bra.
Yeah.
Do they have
bra.
Those?
Oh, yeah.
It's called underwear.
Well, our jock strap.
There's actually a YouTube video where it shows like an infomercial for the nut bra. It's really funny. I think it's just a comedy thing, but
a parody.
This older gentleman says,
"Does it
the
leave
toilet.
Cleavage?"
I don't know.
Ball
oh,
cleavage.
You can name it Victor's Secrets instead of Victoria.
Victor's Secrets. You know, that just reminded me. There was a comedian talking about that the unfairness of the world in which we live. Because women, on a regular basis, that's part of their style for many women is, you know, just the right amount, like the decision of where your shirt goes and what amount of cleavage you're showing, right?
This, I'm glad you brought this question up because it was kind of discussed today about cleavage.
Yeah.
And so we're going to, you finish your story.
Some women are more comfortable with more cleavage, some women not at all. But anyway, regardless of the individual woman's comfort ability of it, we're all just good with it. We're like, yeah, sure, yeah. That's where her boobs are smashing together. There it is. And so we're not allowed to do that. How about us? Like showing little neck. Just enough, like, yeah, there we go.
Ew.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, but
you get just a
big difference. Those are wrinkly. Boobs are not necessary.
That's what the gray joggers are for.
The gray who what?
Joggers, like the...
So you just show the outline.
Yeah, of everything, if you know what I mean. Like.
Wow, that's pretty big.
Oh, yeah.
Marco, I'm impressed.
You should be.
Well, I don't know if I want him on the show or not.
She told me one time he was packing some serious heat. So
yeah, you were right. Fully loaded.
All right, we definitely need him on the show.
Now, that would be a male encounter.
You haven't met him, right, Ken?
No.
He's actually pretty fun.
Him and not Herb, right?
Yeah, we want to have them both on.
Yeah, we do.
But I told you, you have to run the board.
I will. I'll be more than happy. Yeah,
we're the guys. So
yeah, no, we'll get rid of all the women. Yeah, we'll get rid of all the women.
Be
all.
Keep grabbing your knee.
Yes.
Sorry.
It's the most action I've had in months. Now you're over there grabbing knees. I don't know what else you're grabbing down there.
Wouldn't you like to know?
I know.
Mind your business.
Why do you think Ken's smiling so much?
Right. They're both smiling. And
one knee and one handle.
Arms are down.
I mean, I got two hands, so you know.
That's called skiing.
I was
my old version of the slalom.
Yeah.
I was a little worried about what we were going to talk about, but
I'm never worried.
I'm never.
Well, I know you.
What do you mean? You have a podcast that says Snooze Fest.
That's because I wasn't here.
There were extenuating circumstances on that one.
I would have done something. Yeah, that whole
No, there were circumstances.
Yeah, there were.
It was beyond Ken's. Ken needed help.
I had a plan. Yeah. That was the one time I had a plan.
And you couldn't utilize
and I had to scrap it.
Yeah.
The difference between that time and the other times is I never have a plan showing up here, but. Nothing's off the table. Nothing's off limits.
Right. We can talk about whatever.
Talk about whatever.
So, did you get some good downloads on Snooze Fest?
I don't know. Did we?
I can check real quick. No, it doesn't say. Well, maybe. I will say So the only time that you ever came with an agenda was when I wasn't here.
Yeah.
You're a prick.
Yeah. Yeah. David. He has two fingers and doesn't give a crap. No. This guy. Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, I just show up. I'm going to expect that you have the equipment and I'm just going to blab something.
That's what Felicia does to me.
That's what I do.
What was I was looking something up. What was I looking up?
The downloads for
Snooze Fest.
Let's just see. It's your time to talk.
Do we need
now.
To, awkward silence?
Do we need to have...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Randy back on and
we should let him redeem himself because he's funny.
I hear crickets.
he is funny.
He is majorly funny.
Oh, is
so,
he?
Yeah.
Because you couldn't tell if you looked at his face, you couldn't tell if he was funny or not.
No.
It's about 20% less than the rest of our shows.
Oh, shit.
Well, it's called Snooze Fest.
Yeah. I mean, the title hurts it.
Oh, okay. I don't need to listen to that one.
Yeah. It could be Ken and Julie muddle through. Yeah.
You know? Oh, that would have been even a better title. Yeah.
Oh, how sad. Why didn't you talk, Julie?
Oh, you know what? And I even put a picture of Z's on the
for did you?
I didn't talk because he had a guest, so I thought he had a plan.
I did.
But it went awry, not under his control.
Julie didn't know that I had a plan that became off limits.
Did you guys just stare at each other? Stared at each other.
Well, what was frustrating was that towards the very end, I came up with a question.
I know there were a couple of good things.
You guys were like, "Oh, okay," but then we ran out of time.
Yeah,
and it's like, damn, I wish I'd asked that.
Yeah, there were a couple of little nuggets that snuck in there.
Yeah,
but
thanks to Julie.
Yeah,
no, just
we always have to save his ass. Always.
I'm really disappointed in you.
It wasn't his
actually.
Fault.
I'm not surprised. I mean, I've had that kind of stuff happen to me too. It's not fun at all. All right. I guess it's time for, and I'm getting the finger again.
You're getting the finger, and it's time for me to go. So.
Oh, well, you want to say audio? You want to give us?
I'm going to give an audio.
You can't go.
Adios, muchacha.
You can't go. We won't let you.
Mama's got to make that money.
It's only, you have 10
Mama's
minutes.
Mama's working.
Where do you have to get that takes 10 minutes?
I guess we better go to break while they argue. You guys would think you were married or something.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Back teeth are starting to float. Time to take a little potty break. Here, check out some sponsors.
I'm Celeste. I'm the bartender at Traeger's Bar here in Farmington. Our hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 11 on Wednesday and Thursday, and then 4 to midnight on Friday and Saturday. We usually have live music on the weekends. We're always doing something. We've got somebody here, or, you know, we're just having a good time. So, website is traegersbar.com. Here at Traeger's, it's always pinkies down, thumbs up.
Whether buying or selling, our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help. Come see us in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico at 228 West Main Street. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
InterWest Concepts is the proud producer of wonderful podcasts like Male Encounters of the Like Kind, The Glower Chronicles, and the flagship that started it all, The General's Wigger Call. From TV and radio production to assisting with your next podcast idea, InterWest can do it all. To find out how to become a part of the family, head on over to our webpage,
interwestconcepts.com.
All right, bladder's emptied. Here's David and Karen.
You better be there. Yeah, okay.
Bye.
Bye.
You're back on.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
What were we gonna bring up? Something.
I don't know. But Felicia hit a really high note on that video I shared today.
Oh yeah.
I wasn't actually sure who did that because you're there while they're recording their show.
Yes.
But I did. I'm not there, so I'm just listening to two obviously very talented vocalists.
Julie is a closet choir person.
trying to re-sing my commercial. And somebody hit a super high note. I was like, wait a minute. That might be Felicia, actually. So, yeah.
Well, they have sung it for me in the past before. Yeah, it's interesting. And, you know, at first they were like, that's such an irritating commercial. And I'm like, that's
seeps
the whole
in.
Point. Yeah.
It seeps in there. Oh, yeah. Gets in your head.
That's the whole point.
You know exactly what's coming.
You got to realize the guy's a marketing guy. He ain't stupid. So I may not defend you when we're together.
No.
But when
no.
we're apart. Yeah. I got your back, Jack. Okay. I'm thinking about you always. Well, no.
Always?
No, not last night. I wasn't.
Okay.
You wouldn't want me thinking about you. What I was thinking about.
Hey,
you might have. I don't know.
Think about what you want to think about. It's not up to me, man. Whatever works for you. That's. I just watched that again. Back to the South Park. What's up with that? I watched. It was over logging. The internet went out, and Randy couldn't get his internet porn. And
that's what he called you.
It was 2 weeks. No, not that Randy. But the Randy on the show. I'm sorry. So.
Okay, thank God.
He couldn't get his internet Randy. Porn. It was disgusting, the things. Of course, it's South Park. The things right. he was looking up. But
I guess, is it available on like Netflix or Hulu or something?
HBO.
Max, yeah, I don't do well. HBO, but I might just so I can see.
It was
some
on Hulu, but I think Hulu stopped carrying it. I think.
It can be pretty rank, I know. The Killed Kenny, I mean, I remember all that
you know,
of stuff.
I think I told that story before. Well, I used to work in an ISP. Back in the 56K, like 56K was badass for modem speed.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
That was major.
The 56K
yeah.
days.
That one was like 4 gig or something.
Yeah, and so at this ISP, I was in tech support. And all those tech support guys, we had Quake servers. Quake was a game, PC game, and computer geeks are going to know what that is. But it was like the next evolution after Doom, and I think it was actually the first. Well, no. I'm gonna back up on that. But anyway, it was this awesome PC first person shooter game, multiplayer thing. So people could log into the server and you're all playing against each other, shooting each other. You could form teams and everything. And so you could actually set a shortcut on your keyboard to say certain things. And so whenever I would die, because I was not all that great in that game, whenever I would die, whenever I get shot and die and I have to wait to be respawned. All of my teammates would hit their shortcut that said, oh my God, you killed Kenny. You bastard. Yeah.
That's all I remember. Yeah. You killed you bastard. Hey, yeah. Before, I don't think we got it out, but we record this show every Thursday afternoon at Traeger's. Anybody is welcome to come down. As a matter of fact, I'll issue this. The dog, they have a dog house out here. It's got, and it's dog, D-A-W.
D-A-Dog.
D-A-W-G house.
Yeah.
They got great dogs. They got sliders. All kinds of stuff. I would just recommend, if you come down, I'm not going to buy you alcohol because that's like, I don't want to promote.
You buy him a dog?
I'll buy him a dog.
Really?
Yeah. Not a live four-legged dog. Yeah, and I have bought you a dog before.
You have,
And I got.
I'm still working my way through the menu.
I got yours the last time when you had to buy mine. I had a sugar mama.
Yeah, we stick Julie with the bill. That's how it works around here.
Should we tell her that was planned from the beginning?
It was planned. We totally planned it out.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah, we're stupid like a fox.
Yeah, I'm working my way through their menu, man.
Are you?
Yeah, I've had a few things.
I know you're not that kind of guy.
I'm not really, but I'll try some things out. I like the slider. So if left to my own devices,
right?
I did finally have that.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah.
So which one is that? Because it's not the New Mexico. It's something.
No, I don't remember.
Well,
I don't remember.
First the mind goes.
I know. No, first the back. Apparently, my back is killing me.
Oh, well, I'm glad I carried stuff in. I have got a new hip. I can carry stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You start carrying me? We need to make like a
dolly.
Like an adult-sized kid carrier.
Yes.
I could just show up and climb in that thing.
It's got to be the back, though.
It'll be a little bit awkward if it's the front ones, you know, the ones that they have on their belly.
Yeah, no, I would rather have you on. Oh, maybe I don't want you on my back either. Well,
that's true.
Only unless you were up high.
It gets it's tricky either way.
How about I just drag you? I want to just grab your hair. I'll grab
caveman style.
Let me drag you out to the car, Ken.
Yes. Caveman style. I'm down.
Yeah. Let's see. What else can I say? Oh, Traeger's is located. What street is this out here? This is
College Boulevard.
College Boulevard,
right across from College.
Yeah, San Juan College.
Yeah.
There's a barbershop on the end. I think it's called the Man Cave.
The Man Cave now.
He didn't take the man off of there, or did he keep? Or did he?
Used to be called the Cave.
The Cave, and then he made it the Man Cave.
That guy that owned it moved back to Texas, so the new guy that bought it called it the Man Cave.
Man Cave.
It used to be the Cave Men's Grooming. Now it's the Man Cave.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know you keep up with all that stuff.
I don't. I just know everything. So, remember, Julie? So,
he knows all. He sees all.
Know when you are sleeping.
Wow.
I need some creepy music right now. Know when you're awake.
Wow. That is a little creepy.
You know that creepy clown music?
Do I need like to call Jerry?
The little warped Jack in the Box music. That's what I need.
The worst one is when little kids singing.
What was that? Children of the Corn.
All of it. You know, they always have little kids singing.
Yeah, there was that one.
Background.
There was the two little girls from Shining. That was a little bit creepy. The ghost girls. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, kids are creepy, man.
Well, yes, they can be.
That's why you never forget the pain. Because you just look at them and you're like, oh, God. Oh, you're mine. Okay. Ooh, well, scared me.
My ex was like, you know, I brought you into this world. I can take you out.
Yeah, that's the Phil Cosby bit.
Yeah.
You're like, make another one look just like you. Yeah. Oh, no, that's
She never. I probably would have jumped in on that. That'd have been fun. Yeah, I can make another one just like it. That'd be first in line.
Right? Yeah.
Well, Ken, I don't know, man. We're not out of time. Julie's governing the thing. We don't have to go the full 40 minutes, but I don't have anything else. I'm drained.
Right?
I'm spent.
You're spent?
Yeah.
You shot your load.
It's going to be 30 minutes and a cigarette before I
I have to recover. I'm not as young as I used to be.
So we're going to name this episode David and Ken Shoot Their Wad Prematurely.
Baby?
Yes. That is now officially the name of this show. Yes. It can't be anything else.
Well, I have him rated R in the system, in this route, right. So. Right. Okay.
You know, you get a little bit of, it's a mixed bag, right? because you don't really want to check the adult content little checkbox when you're uploading the thing.
It's tough.
But when you do, you're like, oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely adult content in this one.
But you know what? I think, in all honesty, I think that gets us more downloads.
It could.
However.
Yeah.
However, I think I told Julie today.
Except for our target market, you know, 13-year-old boys. They're not able to download.
Oh, my God. I didn't know you were Catholic.
Oh, my God. Dude, that was perfect. That was perfect.
I can still every once in a while.
Yeah, nice.
I got my old man.
Anything that the host may say does not reflect on the sponsor.
That's also in there in the disclaimer. They're not necessarily the views of our. Matter of fact, they're probably not in
they're
the views.
They're never ever the views of our sponsors.
And I think that's why I've had a hard time selling some sponsorship. Matter of fact, somebody said to me once, okay, I'll buy the sponsorship, but I want nothing to do
with
it.
You need to fire him.
No, no.
Just the whole show. Just, like, yeah, let's pretend that one doesn't exist.
Don't add me to the Male Encounters show. Okay, man, whatever. Don't put my spot in there. Nothing.
Hey, perverts need services, too. I mean, they want to buy houses. They need marketing. They need coffee. They need a place to drink, especially a place to drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, really, the language is not that bad. It's just the concept.
The concept. Yeah. Sometimes
it's
subtle.
Every once in a while, somebody slips up and says, Frick.
Yeah.
That would be Barbie.
Yeah. Oh, Barbie. Yeah. We should have Barbie back on sometime.
Yeah.
Every other word, say that word.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting the finger again.
The finger again. We love the finger.
Yeah.
You clean that thing afterwards.
I do.
Okay.
We do love our sponsors. We do want to thank them. We definitely want to thank Traeger's for allowing us to invade this room and run their customers off. I feel like we've run their customers.
We kind of did. It does feel like...
about those people over there.
The first customers that came in after they opened, I think we ran them off.
Do you really?
I really do.
I feel awful if we did.
I'm just saying it. I don't know if we did or not.
I know.
But it's kind of like a little... It's a tiny little trophy. I'm just weird like that. That if we did, that's an accomplishment.
Am I louder?
I don't want to do
normal?
That. Are you allowed to be loud?
Am I louder than normal?
No.
My voice carries well, I know.
It does.
I think probably I need to switch and start sitting there so my voice goes this way and not.
It'll just bounce off the window and spread out
more. So I can turn it into a freaking amplifier speaker. All right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I think we're done.
We're done.
We already said bye, Felicia. So let's Ken, any last words? Well, wait, hold on. Let me ask Julie first. I know what you're going to say, but I want to ask you anyway.
What?
Be kind.
I usually say be kind, but now I'm like, I think my last word would be don't shoot your wad prematurely.
That's kind of where mine was going to be, so ditto.
All right, well, I can't.
Talk that, David.
No, I'm done. Stick a fork in my hand. We'll see you next week.